busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded as
welcome
my
back
jeans.
Rational Revolution, Mark Becker, here's your host, and we're honored to be talking today with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. You know, when I was a local government nerd, a lot of times people in our county board or whatever, we would be talking about an issue like, you know, housing or urban development and all this stuff. And, you know, the more liberal wing of the board would say, well, this is what they're doing in Madison. And, you know, of course you have the old crotchety curmudgeons that would say like, rah, rah, rah. But one of the things that I think is so cool is you guys down there have always had the courage to try stuff. And I've really admired that for a long, long time. It's like, this might not work, but you know what? We can at least talk to our council and our people. We're going to try it. You know, and I've really enjoyed, like, I've admired that deeply. How do you have that courage to try stuff?
Oh, that's really sweet of you to say. You know, I think one of the things that I really believe deeply in is learning from other places. And that's in part because, you know, what I did before being elected mayor in Madison was I worked with mayors from all around the country. And so I got to see things happening in different cities, and I got to look at policies that other mayors were implementing and how that was going, and really got to learn, you know, what's working, what might work in Madison, what we might try. And I really encourage, you know, other local governments, again, to learn from folks around them and not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And for me, like, I believe in innovation. I believe in understanding data and having data inform your decision making, and looking at problems and asking, like, let's not just say, oh, we've always done it that way, right? Yeah. What could we do differently to make this better? And so I don't know. I mean, what combination of things allows us to do that in Madison? Some of it's political courage. Some of it's the kind of folks that get elected to the council, and you know, some of it I think probably has to do with being a university town. And having folks that are, you know, like comfortable with the idea of innovation and trying new things. Now, you know, you always hope you're going to get it right. We don't always get it right. You know, sometimes we try stuff and it doesn't work. And that's important. It's important to learn from that and to move on. But I really do feel like, particularly with a community like Madison that is growing and changing, it's important to recognize that you're going to need new policies and that, you know, we are going to have to try some stuff that we haven't done before and to keep up with our growing community.
Yeah. It's the Miss Frizzle method, you know, take chances, make mistakes and get messy. You know, that's right. And I kind of want to switch gears a little bit because you are down at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, as we talk with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, you're in the thick of it right now. And, you know, I was watching the president's speech last night, and it was like an emotional walk down memory lane. He talked about, you know, COVID to the economy to, you know, everything that has happened over these last 4 years. He talked about, alluded to like the winter days after a violent mob tried to overthrow the government when he was inaugurated. And he said, you know, summer is here. Democracy has prevailed, but democracy must be preserved. And he talked about being at an inflection point, a rare moment in history where the decision we make now will determine the fate of the United States and the rest of the world. And the big thing where he talked about old ghosts in new garments, talked about the hatred in Charlottesville emboldened by Donald Trump saying that there's both fine people on both sides when on one side there was Nazis and on the other side there was not Nazis. And so, you know, the pessimist in me says like, okay, you know, I do believe now that America will make the right decision, but it's like when we make the right decision, what happens then? Because we're going to have an angry mob, lots of angry mobs, you know, who are fueled by the hatred and the conspiracies of even when he doesn't win, he's going to say he won. What happens then? What do we do?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a very difficult thing, and the division in our country is really, it's disturbing, it's worrisome. And I want to be clear, like when I say the division in our country, I don't mean policy disagreement. I don't even mean separate parties. I don't, like, you know, it is not about that. It is about the sort of fundamental, either you believe in democracy and our system and government, or you don't.
Or you don't.
You don't have faith in our elections, and you don't have faith in government anymore. And you know, we see it even in Wisconsin, obviously, and you know, people who, even in Madison, people who are really frustrated, you know, who question government, who don't trust government, and I don't, I hate to get all philosophical on you. But
no, please
I feel
do.
Like it is. Well, you know, I feel like coming out of the pandemic, you know, there was this sort of great separation, right? Everybody went back into their homes and hunkered down, and we went through this incredibly scary time. But in a lot of ways, we went through it alone. And I think that we haven't quite recovered from that. Like, yes, we've made progress on the medical front. Yes, there's vaccines. Yes, our economy is coming back. Yes, you know, but I think we haven't sort of reconnected with civil society. And something got broke in the pandemic, and we haven't fixed it yet. And you know, and I don't want to blame just the pandemic, because honestly, Donald Trump was working on breaking it.
Yes, every day. Yep.
And he contributed deeply to this disconnect from civil society and this mistrust. And I think part of our work, and you heard that in the president's speech, right? And I think you will hear it again and again from the stage here at the convention. And, you know, actually the person who spoke most eloquently to it was Reverend Senator Warnock.
Oh my God, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's amazing.
He is brilliant. His speech was amazing. He talked about healing, you know, and he talked about what we need to do as a country to heal. And I think that is really the fundamental job. It is a long-term job, right? It is years. But that is the fundamental work that we need to engage in, is to heal, as the president says, to heal the soul of the nation.
Yeah. And it's,
you know, to preserve that and to reconnect with each other and to bring people back into our democracy, back into understanding government. And I think local government is a way to do that, honestly, because it's the place that is closest to folks' daily lives.
Well, and, you know, to me, the pandemic, when we went into our little, our foxholes, some people got back out and some people kept digging. And when they kept digging, it's like the once untouchables that we had in our society, the faith that we had in our doctors and in medicine and in the integrity of our elections, you know, like all of those things came under question. You know, people talk the late night ballot dumps. Well, okay, I was involved in elections, and I knew that in Green Bay, that's how it works. We don't count the absentee ballots until it's all done. It's not a conspiracy. That's how it works. And if people would get involved in those, they would see that. You're exactly right. And so it's, how do we dig ourselves, and how do we dig our neighbors out of these foxholes that they're living in? I don't know how that's done, but I hope beyond hope that it's something that we can get done, because I mean, we have to get there, don't we? So I guess, you know, we got a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about you know, how we get out of this. But then I also want to end on a positive note too. You know, one of the things that we had former Congressman Reed Ribble on the show, and he kind of thought that the demise of the GOP would crumble when Donald Trump was convicted of a felony. And unfortunately, that just emboldened, you know, the base. And we had, you know, as President Biden said last night, we have a president or a guy running for president who's the nominee of a major political party who said that America is a failing nation. Do you think America is a failing nation?
I don't. I think America is a beautiful, diverse, complicated, complex, incredible nation that is on a lot of fronts doing great stuff, and on a few fronts, like, we could use some work, but failing, no. America is a grand experiment, and it is a great democracy, and we've got a lot of work to do together, but I have a lot of confidence in our ability to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, and you know something about being a trailblazing woman yourself. You know, as the first LGBT woman to be the mayor of Madison. So that's, I don't know if I can say this, but that's pretty badass. So, you know, that's cool. I think we're on the precipice of doing something else that's, you know, electing another trailblazing woman. And I, you know, it's funny, Gerald Ford said to a group of kids way back in the day, he's like, yeah, there's going to be, and he said, there should be a woman president, but the problem is for men, there's not going to be a lot of men presidents anymore after that, because the woman's going to do such a good job that it's going to make men look pretty foolish. So what inspires you about about the path that we're on?
You know, I President Biden is probably the most productive and effective president of my lifetime. Yeah. And watching he and Vice President Harris work and get things done over the past, you know, 3+ years has been incredible. And they have done so many good things for cities across the country. And I'm in awe of how amazing this administration has been. And then to see the folks, so obviously the top of the ticket, the president, the vice president, and now Governor Walz, are amazing folks and they're inspiring. But for me, it's like looking at who the cabinet secretaries are.
Yes.
And looking at who their assistant secretaries are and looking at the people in the administration who are doing the work every day. These are really smart, dedicated, caring, compassionate people. And that gives me a lot of hope, because I think we know how to get government right. I think we know how to get the right people into government to do good work for the people of America.
Yes, and we got to get Tammy reelected, right?
Yes,
she's
we do.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes, she was on the show a few weeks ago. She was in studio. She was just brilliant. That was the first time I met Tammy Baldwin, and oh my God, was I blown away.
She is an incredibly smart woman. She works so hard for the state of Wisconsin, and yes, we're going to reelect her in November. We got to pay attention to assembly and Senate races at
yes.
the state level. Obviously, we got to pay attention to the congressional races as well. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do going into November, but you know what? Being here with the Wisconsin delegation, we are fired up. We're ready to go.
Yeah. And, you know, and back with Tammy Baldwin, like what I got from her was, my God, does she care? Oh my God, does she care about the
yes.
state, about the people she represents, you know, and
that's right.
Yeah. She goes to DC, not by herself. She goes with the hopes and the dreams and the aspirations of every Wisconsin citizen, and it shows. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, thank you for hanging out with us. I really hope you're not a stranger to the show, because you are brilliant. I'm really proud that you were here. Seriously, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's been a pleasure. It's great to talk to you. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Yes. Write that down. We've got a new friend to the Rational Revolution. So, yeah, thank you so much. This is going to be a really exciting time here leading up to November. And I'm glad to be on the team with you and keep doing wonderful things down in Madison.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll see you back here on the Rational Revolution right after this.